Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning and Happy New Year, Abby.
Good morning and thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Into the new year, out with the old, and out with the old Christmas tree if you've got one of those live ones that doesn't get packed away in the attic. And you're going to tell us what we can do with the now defunct tree.
Yeah, I have to be honest, this is the first time in a lot of years that we did not buy a real Christmas tree. They were in high demand due to the drought over the summer. The ones I did find, I had a hard time paying $100 for. So I went and I bought a fake tree, and honestly, we have about 5 decorations on it because it kind of just killed the Christmas spirit at our house. Plus, I have teenagers, and that's not fun for them anymore. They think they're too grown for that, and so those of you that were lucky enough to go and purchase or cut your own Christmas tree, or those of you that go out and cut a cedar down, which is what we used to do before I said, oh, I don't really like all these needles in my carpet, you've now got a great item on your hands that you can go out and do something with that. There's a lot of different options. It kind of just depends how committed you are to having that tree around for a while. So we've had some real cold, snowy weather, and after Christmas, now that we're into the new year, you can set that out in your landscape or, you know, some people, I don't know that I would do this, but set it on your deck, and the birds will find a home there. Hang some suet feeders in there. Put some bird feed out there, and if you like watching birds, they will definitely come to your tree, and it'll give you some good bird watching. The other thing, you can put it out in your landscape and do the same thing where maybe it's not as close to your house and different things like that. Especially if you have cats outside or dogs, it kind of gives a place for your birds to have an extra little habitat, kind of just a little bonus. The other thing that a lot of people think about doing is if you have a pond, if you live out in the country or if you have a pond on your property and you aren't concerned about, you know, having it at the bottom, throwing an old Christmas tree in the bottom of your pond creates a great habitat for your fish in there, a place for them to call home, and it gives them some place for plants to grow and cover for other aquatic life that is in there. And so if you're going to throw your tree in there, obviously it is not going to sink. It will float, assuming your pond is even not froze over. But you can tie a cinder block to that with a rope, or if, you know, you want to tie it maybe to a heavy log of some type, it will go in there. You can also use your Christmas tree as firewood, but be aware because most of our conifer species tend to spark and pop more than hardwood. And there are resin pockets in some of them, although if we've had them out for a Christmas tree, they've had quite a while to dry. But, you know, burning cedars, pines, spruces, any of those type of things, we do have to make sure that we've removed all of the needles, as those are very flammable. If you are not going to set it out for your birds or put it in your pond or different things like that, just remember that a lot of municipalities allow Christmas trees to be placed in our burn piles and different things like that. And so as we move out of our holiday season and start thinking about taking down our tree, if we have a real one, there are a lot of different things where that tree can keep on giving to nature, or it can be composted or ground up for mulch. So there's a lot of different things. The other thing is if you do have a fake Christmas tree, don't put those outside. Those are not environmentally friendly, especially those with the lights already on them. And so you'll want to make sure that you dispose of them as properly as possible if you're looking to get a new one, or, you know, deciding you're going to go a different option. The other thing with the fake Christmas trees I noticed this year, put those out for sale. There's a lot of people that would like to have a fake Christmas tree, but maybe can't afford them. And so I know they moved pretty quick on some of those Facebook marketplaces. And so we do a lot of decluttering in the new year, and that might be something that you're thinking about. Oh, I'm not going to store that anymore. We're going to go a different option next year. So different things to think about as we move into our new year and what we can do with our Christmas decorations. So I hope everyone had an excellent Christmas and is ringing in the new year very well.
Lots of options there for one little tree. The thing that makes me unhappy is seeing that little splash of color go, and we're stuck with the gray for another few months until spring rolls around, but hopefully you took lots of pictures. Well, thank you for the advice. I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of people wondering, what am I going to do with this thing now that the holiday is over? And you've answered those questions nicely. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.